For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A new Missouri law requiring a 72-hour abortion waiting period is to take effect this week, and the state's only abortion clinic isn't planning to try to stop it. The law tripling Missouri's current waiting period was enacted September 10th when legislators overrode a veto by Governor Jay Nixon. It is to take effect Friday. Paula Giannino is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri. She says national attorneys from women's health organizations reviewed the law and decided there wasn't a good legal route to block it from taking effect. A Planned Parenthood affiliate did challenge a similar 72-hour waiting period adopted by South Dakota in 2011, but the organization ultimately dropped that challenge. Members of eight work groups tasked with crafting new education standards to replace Common Core in Missouri appear to still be divided over the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education's involvement in the process. During the first round of meetings held last month, some workgroup members welcomed DESC's input, while others accused the agency of hijacking the process in order to keep Common Core in place. Two Republican lawmakers who crafted the new law fielded questions Friday at the state capitol from several members of the workgroup, which included Senator Ed Emery from rural western Missouri. He says DESC officials certainly gave the impression that they were trying to interfere with the workgroups.
The very rapid short time period in which they were supposed to get their work done, to me, was a pretty clear demonstration that if we can just keep our side empowered and the other side weakened, this won't be a problem. We'll just keep doing what we want to do and go right on.
In addition, House member Kurt Barr of St. Charles told the work groups that they are, quote, autonomous and not under DESC's authority. However, a workgroup member from Sykeston says state education officials have been helpful and that her group has found, quote, common ground with DESE. A state representative's proposition may be taking a gamble with Missouri public school funding. Republican floor leader John Deal proposed Wednesday that the state revote on the lottery and legislation that has allotted a portion of its revenue to the public school system every year for the past 30 years. Deal says in a press release with the Missouri Times that he questions the integrity of a relationship between state public schools and gambling. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education financial records show that lottery and gaming revenue make up 11% of their 2014 budget. The Missouri Lottery reports that for the 2014 fiscal year, proceeds were around $267 million. The vote may be on the ballot in 2016. University of Missouri administrators released official enrollment numbers Friday that confirmed the largest freshman class in total enrollment in the school's 175-year history. MU has 783 more students enrolled in 2014, including 321 more freshmen than last year. While a student body has grown significantly, they pale in comparison to the growth of MU's online-only enrollment, which has increased 18% in the past year. MU News Bureau Associate Director Christian Basie says technology advancements are allowing more students to make this transition.
Obviously, with technology changing at such a rapid pace, we are able to take advantage of more and different technologies that allow our students to engage in learning opportunities without having to be in the classroom.
Basie says the growth of MU's online enrollment can also be attributed to MU students who are taking classes on campus but may not be able to enroll in a particular course unless they take it online, adding flexibility to their schedules. New Bloomfield police officer Michael Tufts was hit by a drunk driver at a traffic stop in 2012. He spent 20 months in a coma before passing away on August 23rd. KBIA's Marie DiBianco reports on what the 25-year-old left behind.
Callaway to all units, prepare to copy final call.
When your parents die, you're an orphan. When your spouse dies, you're a widow or a widower. There is no title or word for when you lose your child because technically it's unspeakable. It shouldn't happen.
Officer Michael Tufts' parents, Robert and Patricia Tufts, were in and out of his hospital room for nearly 2 years. They would visit every day, sometimes more than once. Robert kept a journal of his visits, put stars next to the dates Michael would shift in bed. Patricia quit her job to visit more. She would sit on the edge of his bed and hold her son. She always felt his presence, she says. She could see the smile that lit up a room, feel the warmth of his frequent bear hugs. She could hear his voice.
I consciously realized I may have given permission to go because I said, you know, Michael, I heard you say you got this. I don't know what it is you got, but wherever it is, you need to get it. Our time's running out.
Michael passed away in his sleep with nobody in the room.
You don't realize how much you love somebody until you don't get a chance to say I love you anymore.
The things Michael left behind are important. Family photos, the cowboy hat and boots his nephew loved to wear as a toddler, his cell phone. Patricia used to call it to hear her son's voice. She hasn't since August 23rd.
Hey, this is Michael. Just send me a message. All right, bye.
I'm keeping this because if you call it, it has Michael's voice on it.
She still hears his voice in her head. She says she's just not ready to hear his voice outside it right now.
We're still angry. Trying to wonder if we could have done something different. How could we have done it? But we're piecing things back together. But once the picture gets back together, if it ever does, there's still always going to be a part missing. There's always going to be that one piece.
It's been over a month since Tufts died and his parents buried him. Patricia and Robert wonder if the pain will ever go away.
I can't put on you what I feel. I can just give you words, and words are easily forgotten, pushed away. But if I could bottle what I feel, what my family feels, what we felt for 20 months, what we're going to feel for the rest of our lives, guarantee you won't want that again.
Callaway, to all units, be advised, Officer Michael Tufts is clear from his final call of duty. Callaway, clear.
With producers Katie Eisterhold and Bita Egbali, Marie DiBianca, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.